We're doing the Sefer HaMidot, and you guys will probably remember that last time we left at a point of high climax. We're on page Kufayin Chet. The Magid Midovna had given us a suspenseful mashal, a suspenseful allegory about a person who lives in the middle of the forest, and he's living in a danger zone, and it was one night, someone came to his house, he looks out the window, he sees a huge guy carrying a bunch of weapons, and he sees that this guy's a thief, a murderer, and he's drunk and angry. And the guy walks into the house, knocks on the door, storms into the house, but doesn't do anything to anyone yet. But then he says, okay, I want to buy, what do you guys sell? So you tell him what you're selling, and he buys it at full price. We're on page Kufayin Chet, the middle of the second paragraph. The Chesef Male is the beginning of the line. You would think about such a story, you'd say, you know, even though he did them no harm, and they even profited from his visit because, you know, he bought what they sell. Nonetheless, they're not too happy about having them in their house because they are not confident that he won't harm them until he's left. Until they see him walk away and distance himself to the point where they're confident he isn't returning, and before they realize this, before that, you know, I don't know if you guys ever owned a store, but one of the tactics to robbing a store is coming in and buying things and giving big bills so that they give you change. And as they give you change, you see how much money they have in the register. And you see where they store their money. And you see what their security is. So if a guy walks in and he's walking in with his gun and his machete and his brass knuckles, and you see the way he walks in, even if he's buying things and he's paying full price and you made a hefty profit off him, until he walks out and he's far enough away that you're confident he ain't coming back, you're not happy. Even your profit doesn't taste good. Because maybe all the dealings that he's doing is a prelude to some cunning plan that he has. And you wait till the end to make sure that the story that took place is as innocent and as beneficial as it would seem. So you're not even counting your profit until he's left your store and he's walked far away and 3 hours pass and you come the next morning and no one broke into the store and you see that things really were as innocent as they seemed. The same holds true to the material successes in this world. A person who's smart is going to be quiet and will not celebrate when he sees that things are succeeding in this world. A person who is smart knows that there are many dangers lurking in this world. And the fact that you have money, well, that doesn't prove anything. And the fact that you have material wealth, that doesn't prove anything. You can't be calm. You're in a danger zone in this world. And you don't know what's lurking. You just know there are many pitfalls around. So until a person sees what we call, the Gemara calls, the last clod of earth on his grave, you can't really be calm. You don't know what life has in store. It's only then that you could say, ah, that was a good life. You don't know. Sometimes the good life is really not so good. It comes to a conclusion with such a bang that a person regrets everything he did his whole life. So the Magen Midovna says, you look at the material world, you realize, okay, you know, there are people who invested in the stock market and thought they made millions, and then suddenly, they lost it all. They were happy for 3 years, and then on the fourth year, they lost everything, and now they're out. I have a friend who's he's a garbage man now. He used to be a commodities broker. Used to be a big shot guy in the commodities market. Lost it all. So he had his years of profit, and then he lost it all. And now he won't touch the stock market, won't touch the commodities market. He says, even if you have 3 years of success, it's not worth it. So that's true about this whole world. Magen Midvina says, until you've finished, until you've crossed the finish line, you can't even know that what you're happy with, you're really happy with. Because wait and see how it plays itself out. So long as you haven't crossed the finish line, you can't be confident about what's good in this world and how good it was. As the verse says in Ecclesiastes, King Solomon says in Koheles, I've seen some terrible thing, this illness in the world. I've seen wealth that's waiting to hurt a person. God grants a person with wealth and he thinks it's the greatest blessing and he doesn't realize that is the greatest curse. And King Solomon laments that. Shlomo HaMelech says, what a terrible thing Hashem created in this world. That people can be happy and rejoice and they made millions and they don't realize it's the destruction of their life. A person can be so embittered in his end that he regrets. It's bitter to him that he ever met that money. There was a great book, there was a great short story I read in high school. Well, I don't remember what it was called. About a guy who was part of this tribe. And then he came across a big gem. He found a huge jewel. He used to go diving, I think. And he came across this huge gem. And he realizes that that's it. Now he's out of the tribe. He's made a mint. He has to figure out how to sell it. And the story is about how this gem that he finds really ruins his marriage and ruins his life and ruins his security and ruins everything before he even sold it. Suddenly his neighbors are jealous. Suddenly everything he had in his simple life, all the joys he had until then, he's so preoccupied with what he's going to do with the gem that he forgets his wife. He figures, we'll make up later, but let me just figure out what I do with this. And one after another, he starts destroying all the good that he had in his life until he found the gem. So it's a short story. I don't remember the name, but the truth is that many people have that. There's a frightening statistic about the huge percentages of people who end up in the poorhouse after they won the lottery. End up in suicide after they won the lottery. Sometimes you think the best thing in the world would be if I won the lottery. I'm not so sure. Might be the worst thing in the world. So the Magen Midvina says people are so infatuated with this world that's foolish. Don't love this world. Don't love the material. Recognize the material things in the world are tools to be used, not to be loved. Use the tools, advance in the world, but don't love the material things in the world. Recognize them for what they are. Potential. They're things to be used. We have this miserable, wretched situation. Job was the most honored person, wealthy person, smart person, had it all. Had fame, had kindness, had children, had wealth, had power, had an army, had everything you could imagine. Was blessed in every direction you could imagine. And then things changed. And although he led a fantastic life, doing a tremendous amount of good on behalf of the world, he reached a point where he said, Yovad yomi valed bo, I wish the day I was born would have been erased from the calendar. Eov says, I wish that day would have never happened. I wish I would have never come to the world. He had a good life, but then he had an end that destroyed everything. Even Jeremiah the prophet, Yirmiyo, says, cursed is the man that came and told my father, it's a boy. After Yirmiyo saw all the terrible things that had come to him on his life, he wished he would have never lived. So the Magen Midvina says, who could be confident in this world? We live in a world where we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know. And so we can't have confidence in this world. If our confidence is in the material world, if our love is in the material world, then we're standing on thin ice. We have no way of being confident in that. There's nothing in the material world, be it one's wealth, one's health, one's family. There's nothing here that you could have confidence in. You don't know. So that's not something to be infatuated with. That's something to realize it has potential and it should be approached with that wisdom. So, what's the point? That's where we'll pick up next time. So where do you go with all this? We'll pick up with that, Bizlachim, next time.